This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And we are really having an enjoyable experience talking about money, which isn't always enjoyable. And my guest today, we're actually going to be doing a different broadcast in Spanish as well. So this is in English, and we'll have a little link because we're going to do los dos idiomas. So I'm so excited to have with me Elena Blanco. Welcome, Elena.
Hi, Erica. How are you? Thank you for having me here.
I am good. You know, I just don't know of many other topics that get us more constrained and contracted and twisted and turtled, and things that we do for money and things that we won't do for money. And why don't you just share with us in your work with Right Riches for You and your work with consciousness, what can we do to just kind of change that so we're not being so twisted up and pretzeled about money?
Oh, well, thank you for your question. I am from Mexico, and in all Latin America, what I have found is that people love having money as the major excuse for not living their life. And also, they make it part of their national identity. And I am guessing this only happens in Latin America, and it will never happen everywhere else.
Yeah, I don't have any Irish poverty in my genetic background at all.
So what I have found works fantastically is when you are looking at money as this thing that is outside of you, that is when you can use it as an excuse. And if you start to ponder, where is where you gave your power to money? And when you are not embracing your potency as the creator of the money in your life, is when you can start cleaning these points of view. So the thing that has worked very well for me is asking, how can I change this? And it is such a difficult question.
But, I like that. How can I change this? Because it seems like with that first part of your message, what I was sensing was this whole powerlessness, lack of power. They have the power. The people with the money have the power. Yeah. I'm not that. I don't have that. I felt this whole, I was seeing this where we give other people that job, and then we give ourselves the job of not having it. And so I love, how can I change this as a starting point? That was excellent.
Thank you. And the part of changing, it's basically, when you start looking at what you are not willing to be in regards of money, what I have found with a lot of people is they are not willing to be the creators of their life. They have been taught that their situation is, and they have to struggle. And then the struggle becomes part of their personality, of the way they are, and they believe this is who they are. So that is why the question of how can I change this is so powerful. Because if you say, I am, for example, Mexican, and therefore I am from a poor country, therefore I'm poor, and I will never have the money that I dream of, and you ask, how can I change this? You don't have to change the Mexican part, but maybe you can look at people that are Mexican and don't have this problem. You know, we have one of the richest men in the world who is Mexican. We have a lot of people that have the same, how can I say this, the same definers as you, but are not using money as their roadblock to life. So you can actually look at that and see where is the lie you're telling yourself.
And I like that too. When you said, what lie do you believe or what lie do you tell yourself? I very much got an awareness of the family structure. So isn't that interesting? Like just the one word, the lie you tell yourself. And what I was able to sort of imagine was my mom and not wanting to shine too bright in the house because my brother didn't do as well. And I did so much better than him. And that was such a problem for my parents because I was not, he was the boy, because I'm older, you know. I'm from a generation where like the boy, he was supposed to be the one. So as we started making money, he kept making, we used to joke, how do I say this? Okay. My brother paid in taxes my income.
Wow.
Because I was a writer. So my first year writing, I made like $15,000. And he paid $15,000 in taxes. And then I got up to like $75,000, you know, in the 90s, I was making as a writer, which was not bad, right? As a news reporter. I'm making $75,000. He's paying $75,000 in taxes because he got up to $800,000. And it was like always that edge of, I can't outshine my family. I felt, do you see, like, I really got an awareness of that when you were talking. So how can we change those lies and start outshining people?
So the first question you can ask there is, what is the capability or what is the potency I am hiding behind this kind of, how can I say this, critical offense you're using? And what I sense when you say that is you are so caring and you love your brother so much that you want him to shine. So what is, this is the caring you're using. And instead of inspiring him, you're getting below him so he can shine even better.
Oh my goodness.
And this is very interesting because we do this a lot. Like if I am great at school and my sister or my brother is not that great, I will find something where I think he can shine and then go under him.
Wow.
And this is caring. So if you acknowledge this is just caring, then you can change the lie you're telling yourself, that is, oh, he's much better than me in money because I'm much more intelligent, for example. Or he has a better body or he's more athletic because I have all these social skills. No?
Yeah.
So maybe what if instead of caring by lowering yourself, you can actually inspire him to write as the great potency he is and stop comparing.
Yeah, I think that comparing really messes us up. Well, you know, I can't get over how fast it goes. It's such a quick podcast. We don't have enough time. It seems like I could talk to you for a century. How can we reach you? Elena, how can we find out more about your work and your teaching?
Well, actually, I'm a certified facilitator for Access Consciousness, and you can find me there at accessconsciousness.com/Elena Blanco. That's ElenaBlanco. And I have a lot of information in Spanish. My handle in Facebook is Elela White. That's ElelaWhite. White is Blanco in English, so that's the reason. But I'm actually starting to create a lot of information in English because I know there is people that don't speak Spanish that could actually benefit from our Latin zest.
Well, I learned a lot from you, and I'm white, so I'm good. I mean, I got a little bit of spice though, so I'm just not every white person. I got a little bit of spice going for me.
Nice. So
thank you for coming, Elena. And again, if you would like to hear an interview like this in Spanish, you may go to theericaglessingshow.com. You'll find Elena under today's podcast, and you can listen to a Spanish version that we'll be creating just for you, en español y inglés los dos. So thank you for coming, Elena.
Thank you so much, Erika. It was a pleasure.